bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, a lot of sea songs. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio touch of a precious child and know a mother's love. For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio up. A lot to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
This is.
Oh, we didn't come up with a name. Ah, shoot.
Welcome. We'll get back to you. But you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
91.5.
Stop. I was saying it right.
91.5
FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You're listening to the show that is called Rambler in Chief by name only. We are not that.
Yeah.
We have different names. I'm Ben.
I'm Daniela.
And today we're going to talk to you. We're going to give you some nice songs, and we hope you call in. We want to have a conversation. Tonight, we are talking. Daniela, let's start talking.
Ben, let's start talking.
Let's talk. Let's chit-chat.
Yeah.
Let's give the how do you do. Let's give the...
Well, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, today was a cool day. We got some more snow. I saw perhaps a million people trying to snowboard and like ski and what's the
sled?
I was gonna say the surfing on snow. Yeah,
surfing on snow.
Which would actually be snowboarding. Yeah, so we saw that. I saw a lot of people doing that today. It looked really fun. Have you ever done that?
Yes, I have. Just never here at Tufts, which is kind of a shame. But you know,
where'd you go?
It is what it is. I went like today or just in general.
In general, yeah, just like in general.
Oh, in general, well. I've gone sledding when my family and I go to Utah or Rocky Mountain
Mormon
region.
Country, yeah.
Yeah. That is what it is. But yeah, I've never really gone sledding here. But I will say a lot of people were talking about snow days, and I think they were a little too greedy. You know?
You think
I think you gotta face the facts of the weather. If it's only a foot, you know that's only going to get a delayed start.
I don't think a foot is worth canceling class for.
I don't think so either. But you know,
Here's my hot take on the subject.
That's a really hot take, what we're saying.
That is a hot take. No, these are controversial opinions. My hot take on it is that I would rather have class than them cancel it.
Yeah, because I was situations. Honestly, in most situations. Today was slightly helpful, only marginally helpful, because I was not productive.
Right. It could have been great. I got to sleep in, and that's a big deal, but I just feel like I'd rather know that my syllabus lines up with what's actually happening, that I know what's going on. That's just what I think. And I don't think people agree with me.
That's just your opinion.
Yes, seriously.
That's like the Vine. No.
Okay. I don't know that many Vines.
Anyways, well, let us know what you think about having a snow day. Call in.
That would be
855-915-WMFO. Or for those who don't know how to do the letter things like me.
I don't.
855-915-9636. So yeah, call us in.
Call us in.
Let us know what you're thinking about anything.
Really, just unload, unpack for us.
Yeah. All right. So.
So the first song you heard today was the song "Chicken Fried" by Zach Brown Band, a controversial song because Daniela hates me and hates good music.
No, I don't hate you. I just don't like chicken fried, and I don't like.
Do you like fried chicken?
Yes.
Do you like?
Occasionally.
Okay.
But I just don't like that song. I'm not a country person.
Do you like pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio on?
I like two of those three things.
So you like most of the things in the song.
Two of the four things, the fourth thing being the song in general. I just don't like the song.
Okay, excluding the song, that's two-thirds.
Anyways, Ben came out of nowhere playing that song, and I was honestly taken aback by it.
I came out swinging with that song.
Yeah, so I wasn't ready for that.
All right, play the next song. Fine.
Yeah,
let's see how your taste in music compares.
Well, this is food-related. I don't know. All right. Maybe is it?
Let's
I don't know.
Out.
We'll see.
All right, take us away.
Party for pride in my side.
No, it's not.
No, it
now
wasn't.
It is.
Hello, welcome back. Okay, sorry about that. So what did we just listen to?
That was a snacking. What was it called? No, sorry. I'm just snacking.
That is food related. Yeah. You delivered on that promise.
I did.
So, yeah. So, as you can tell from the weather outside in this Bostonian climate, it is soon to be summer. And
yeah, you can definitely tell.
You can
that.
Definitely tell. It's,
yep.
It's evident. It does not feel like this winter is never going to end. So, yeah, because it's going to be summer just right around the corner, I was trying to figure out what. So, I'm here this summer, and this is a long way away from my home. And I'm don't roll your eyes. And I am trying to figure out what it is that I should do to occupy all my time when I'm not working.
And read books.
So we
That's
have reading.
A
we got
good one.
We got exercise. We got the boring stuff. So just kidding. Those are fine, but and probably recommended. I was thinking I should get really, really good at DJing so I can DJ parties. That's my idea.
Yeah, I mean that is a skill. Definitely.
Definitely a skill.
Whether, like, technical skill. Whether you've got the artistry, like, the
yeah.
The ear even, for it.
I know I don't.
The jury's still out for
the jury. The jury has decided, and I've...
This is already decided.
No, it is decided. Fun fact about me, I used to be on the ballroom dancing team.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot about that.
Yeah, so, honestly, great team, really like it. I was always terrible. So I was terrible for a couple of reasons. One, I can't hear like the beat of the song. Like, you know how there's like the four and then like the one and the three
one,
or whatever.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, like that whole doohickey. So I can't hear any of that at all. Almost at all. And I found out that I also naturally clap on the wrong one. So people like when they clap along to a song, it's like.
You would be that person.
I clap on the, like if people, I don't remember, but if people clap on like the one and the three, I, by nature, clap on the two and the four, which means that I'm going to be bad at this. And you have to, like, match up the beats when you, like, transition between songs. Which
you're going to be that DJ that does not know how to transition.
So bad. I'm just, everything's going to be a crossfade. It's going to be really bad. So get ready. There is DJ equipment in the studio, which I'm going to work on between songs, and maybe you'll get to hear some later today. Probably not.
Probably not. Probably next time.
Probably next time for sure.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Well, yeah.
We'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out.
We're going to figure it out. So this next song is describing the relationship that we, us the DJs, to you, the audience, do not have. And the relationship, I'm just going to say the song name.
Just say it.
The relationship is said by the song name, which is Too Much Time Together, because, dear audience, we do not have too much time together.
Yeah, Ben and I don't spend enough time.
Danielle actually sees me on campus and hides. So.
I do not do that. Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't see you that much.
Mm-hmm,
like, just
I
walking
hide.
Around.
So, here's
okay,
the
that
song.
Made me really sad. Okay, I guess let's just
we're
cut
gonna
off
talk
this
about,
sadness.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this during the song. Here we are.
Gonna be A time machine. The more I see, the faster I can feel it beat. Oh, 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 can you feel it too? I start to dream about the road. I wanna see how far it goes. Oh, 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 are you dreaming too? Cause maybe we are closer than we think. I'm starting to believe heaven is a stone's throw away. Heaven is a stone's throw away from here. Do you ever think about the stars? To see them clear, you have to step into the dark. Oh, 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 I will carry you. And I will lift you up if you can't reach. We are closer than we think. Sea of light singing, oh, 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 I'm feeling like
And that beautiful song that you just heard is Stone's Throw by the National Parks. It is a granola-y sounding band, but I don't think they're that granola. I think they're mostly mainstream.
Nah, literally just telling Ben that his music taste literally sounds like a John Green novel adapted movie.
It's an aggressive claim. Call in if you agree, though.
I so agree, and I don't even have to
you
call in.
You can't agree. You are here with me. How many listeners are there that are not calling in? Refresh the page. I want to see.
We
I want names.
We have a grand total of 11.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to bore people with that.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
I'm wrong.
Fine, we can bore people with something else then.
Oh, let's bore them with.
Hold on, I'm gonna find a good one.
Yeah. Well, find a good one.
Someone just texted me saying Danielle's claim is legitimate.
Isn't it so accurate, though? Like, I don't know how else to describe it other than that. I feel like Ben definitely sees himself as, like, going in that one tunnel on, like, a summer night with the top down of a car and, like, raising your hands up in the air. You know how in, like, every teenage movie?
The playlist that song came from,
yeah,
has that exact image.
I kid you not.
As its cover.
See, wait, guys.
Come on. Hold on. Let me find it.
I mean, no one else can see, so.
No, but I want you to describe it to them.
I mean, it's literally just think about, like, that tunnel that all of these, like, teenager people, like, in the summer. Yeah. Except it's not in a tunnel.
It's not in a tunnel. But like, it's potentially near a tunnel.
You know that the Wallflower movie, Perks of Being a Wallflower, there's that scene where he's like, I feel everything, like, going through this tunnel, like, and with my hands up and stuff. That's literally...
Lay me up, Daniela. Just don't stop. I don't care. It's fine.
All right. Well, we've got a special announcement.
Oh, not yet. We don't.
We will, though, eventually.
Oh, wait. I'm just going to read this one because I...
Cool.
What's going on? What's going on with the picture that goes with this?
I don't know. I wish people could see this picture.
Will you describe it to them, please?
Yes. I'm actually pretty good with descriptions. Actually,
Danielle's got the best
comment
words.
And call. Think, imagine three Japanese anime girls, but not in that way, but in
what?
wearing school uniforms in a cherry blossom forest. Walking away and looking very demure and childlike. That's exactly what this picture is. And it's a picture to describe the...
All right, we're ready. So it's a picture to describe. Will you give me some music? Give me some aux.
Yeah, it's right here.
All right, here we are. So, walking is good exercise, PSA.
Oh.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy. Requires no special equipment and is good exercise for most adults.
Most. Not all.
Not definitely not all. Just most, though. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
A healthy adult.
Walking can get you fresh air. Exercise.
Fresh.
Exercise. Burn calories. Save you money. And with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you.
Can we dissect some of it?
Yeah, let's take it.
Can we
do
an literary analysis of what we just heard? Oh, yeah, are we getting a phone call? All right. I wanna start with the literary analysis. Wait, let's play a song in the meantime while I get the phone call.
Okay, so I'll play that song.
All right, sounds good.
Yep.
We taste and can't believe. think, baby. 'Cause love's the only currency.
Hello, caller. Just kidding. So I want to talk about. about the phone call we got that interrupted our litter analysis. But don't worry, it's fine. What I was going to say is that the walking PSA really, really was kind of throwing shade, as that song just said. At biking, I don't know. Like they were like, it's much safer than biking, and like I'm just saying, biking should get some attention. I feel like
I think it does.
I don't know. Do you? I don't bike that often.
I don't bike either. Also, have you seen Tufts campus? It's all hills.
It couldn't be biked. It couldn't be.
It could be biked, but I just don't have that strength.
I don't have those legs.
Like physical or mental strength for that.
So
or emotional strength.
No, I'm 100% with you. But I
or
have
spiritual
seen,
strength.
I want to talk about like some of the alternative transportation methods I've seen on Tufts campus.
Oh, wait a second. I got to talk about something though.
Yeah, please.
I live in LA County.
Ooh.
And the Los Angeles metropolitan area has been, for a while now, I think they've cracked down on it, but like last summer I've been plagued by bird scooters. Not scooters.
Scooters.
Mm-hmm. They were just left everywhere. And then like they were also fining people for not wearing helmets on them.
But nobody's going to like carry... That's kind of crazy. Somebody actually from... I think one of the Somerville city planners actually came and spoke to one of my classes about it. And he said that they just did like a bird scooter dump in Somerville.
They
and, like,
did?
Yeah, they just like brought the scooters, put them down, and then like hoped people would adopt them. But like, it's a big problem in cities that don't have wide sidewalks because
Somerville doesn't really have big sidewalks.
You can't like go by them.
Also, they're really rickety because of the snow.
Yeah,
you know
no,
what I mean?
It's
so
not
like that wouldn't be a smooth ride. Because of all the damage and stuff that's going on.
No, I'm with you. I think, and like 15 miles an hour, like that seems dangerous. But.
Yeah, wait, that's the top speed?
I think they might go fast. They might check it.
They do not go faster than that.
My cousin at Brandeis built his own scooter that can go like 30.
Okay, but he built his own scooter.
But
whatever.
It's like a modified one.
They probably go fast.
They're very fast.
Gas powered?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I mean, like, I don't think there's much of a variety on how to get here. Except there are a few students, or maybe it's all the same person. I don't really know because I don't really pay attention to the person. I just pay attention to the fact that this person...
The device.
The device of an electric skateboard.
That one, yeah. I really want one.
Yeah, you've seen it.
I really want... Yeah, you know, you
and
know.
And they go flying down the streets. It's not even the... how do you say? The sidewalks. It goes straight on
the streets, yeah. No, they're fast. And I see them going up that hill, and I'm always so jealous.
Jealous.
There's another person. So there's that one, and then there's the other one, which... What's that person? They have... So imagine... You know, like... What were they? The hoverboards. You guys know the hoverboards?
Yeah.
Imagine a hoverboard, but just a single larger wheel with two spokes sticking out of it, like a BMX bike.
Oh, yes. I've seen this before.
That person's just whirring around...
Yeah.
I don't understand what that thing is.
Okay, so that's
what Tron-looking thing that is.
Yeah, so that's a Tron, LOL. That's what people get to, like, try to look cool. I kid you not.
It does. In a really dorky way.
And I've seen people do that, and I just look at them, and they're, like, have this smirk on their face. Like, yeah, you want to ask what I'm, like, going on.
You want to know what this thing's called, don't you?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, kind of, but it also probably costs you, like, $600.
Yeah.
And you're only going, like, 7 miles an hour. So... Yeah.
Let us know what you think about other ways of moving around.
Because
honestly, I get tired just walking on my 2 feet.
I'm looking for other options.
My 2 feet, my 2 knees, my 2 legs, my 2 arms, my 2 hands.
You're walking on your hands?
Every now and then. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, also previous songs that we had that we played was Matt and Kim's Block After Block.
Big deal.
Yeah.
We played them last show. We liked them a lot. They're good.
Yeah. Also, really fun to see in concert. Would recommend. 10 out of a 10. Then we also played Rhinestone Melodies by Some Kind of Wonderful.
So it's Rhinestone, like the budget, like...
Yes. I think people know what rhinestones are.
No, but you said it weird.
No, it's Rhinestone Melodies.
Okay, that's how you said it right.
That's why I said it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. It's just weird in my mouth. I don't like saying Rhinestone Melodies.
Rhinestone Melodies.
Okay. Tell us, did I say it weirdly? Please, is there another way to say it? Call us in.
855-915-9636 WMFO.
Entertain us, please. All right. Now we have another song coming up by Tokyo Police Club. Yeah. Enjoy.
Gone to the coast, gone to the coast, well, at my head. Well, let my ship sail.
Yeah.
Gone to the coast, gone to the coast. Well, let my hair down. Ooh. Out on the beach, out on the beach. Well, let my ship sail.
Ooh. 'Cause I don't know what I want. I don't know what to think with both the curtains drawn. Tell me something that I'm supposed to do. Runners don't run to me. Runners don't say the same old things. Racers don't bother me. Racers don't say the same old things that you always do.
Gone to the coast, gone to the coast, where I let my hair sail.
all makes her hair run from my neck. I can't assume the overdead. The rest.
The song you just heard was Cigarettes by The Color and The Sound. Yeah. And did we play a song before that?
And the previous song was Tokyo Police Club song called Ooh. Gone.
Very nice.
They're old stuff, 2010.
Ah, yes. Circa 2010, best time for Tokyo Police Club.
It really was. Honestly, their new stuff's pretty good.
They're just a good band. I don't even know what I'm saying.
No,
they're
but the always... stuff in between 2010 and now has been a little like, eh.
I just choose to ignore that it exists. Like,
honestly,
oh, yeah,
and I think everyone else does too.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they have fans from that time period, or is it just like right now?
I honestly think their peak was 2010, but then the lead singer produced his own stuff. I think his name is like Miles Green.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, he produced his own stuff, and it was good. It was more folky than you would expect.
Yeah, no, they are not. I mean, I would
they're
say
not folky,
from
but
my own.
Oh, like, David Monks.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Did his own stuff. And it literally, like, the song Gasoline is a little more folky than you would expect.
Should we
then.
Play it? I'll play it next after your song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, okay, so during that transition, we have discovered a compressed air canister, which sounds a lot like this. And I've been hitting Daniela, and it is the best ranged weapon other than, I guess, a trebuchet. And it has frustrated
her
immensely.
Whoa. What is a trebuchet?
It's like a better catapult.
Oh, stop shaking it. I can hear it.
Are you not supposed to shake it?
No, I don't think so. So stop.
Ooh, it just sprayed liquid.
That's gross. Stop. This is what I have to deal with.
So, yeah. Things in the station, pretty wild.
Honestly. I can feel that.
Yeah,
from
good.
A whole... We lost listeners because of that.
When did we lose them? Just now?
Yes.
Shoot. Is there a graph? Does it show when?
I wish. Anyways, for the real ones who are nine of you, thanks for staying with us. Stop, please. And can we talk? It's called the Ulster Ultra Duster.
Ultra Duster.
Okay.
Industrial strength. It's good for offices, factories, and automobiles. The three most similar places on Earth. Multi-purpose duster. Yeah, but they didn't think of that purpose.
Please.
I want to just be clear. The cautions on this canister are the entire packaging. It can be misused and abused.
Yeah, which is what he is doing right now.
I think they use it to clean
the
records. I think that's what it's for. But I'm going to use it for my keyboard.
Okay, so while he does that and continues to torture me with this, enjoy this next song.
Ah! conversation stopped and I looked down at my feet. I was next to you and you were right there next to me. Then I said, go!
Song was If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You To by Weezer, a little underground band. I don't know if you would have heard of them. They're pretty good, actually. I would check them out. They have some other good songs.
Stop.
But yeah, I don't know. Pretty good. I don't know. They're kind of underground, but I discovered them a couple years ago. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like pretty when? Good. Whatever. You should. You
since
should.
The 90s, or you, I don't even know. Like, they've been popular forever.
You should watch the SNL skit about Weezer.
Oh,
it's really funny.
One? We should play it on air.
Oh, that'd be funny. That
except really it's funny. Definitely visual.
It's really long. And it's not really that. It kind of is visual.
Tune in for next Anyways. Show for the worst thing you're ever going to hear.
All right. Well, thanks for being here with all of us.
Thanks for sitting down with us.
Our shenanigans.
Yeah, for our fireside chats.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't even know what
fireside chats without fire.
Without fire. No fire here.
Yeah.
This time.
All right. Well,
you've been listening to 91.5 W
M
F
O
Me
Ferd
Tufts
for Form
Ray
Dio. Thank you. I'm so sorry you had to listen to that. Anyways,
there's more of that next week.
Yep.
Are you here next week?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so there will be two of us next week.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll be here. And you'll also be here.
I didn't know you were going to be here.
I don't know if I'm here, actually. I can't make promises, but
whatever. Anyways.
You've been listening to us.
Yep,
and
you have been.
And soon you're going to not be listening to us, but you're going to listen to us for just a smidge longer with our next song.
Otherwise, enjoy Night Timing by Coconut Records.
Night timing, baby, starting to show. Yes, you've been night timing. I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.